This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. 50 years ago today, Thurgood Marshall, the grandson of a slave, became the first African-American Supreme Court justice. He was sworn in October 2nd, 1967. Marshall was nominated to the court by the Texan president, Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I have just talked to the Chief Justice and informed him that I shall send to the Senate this afternoon the nomination of Mr. Thurgood Marshall, Solicitor General, to the position of Associate Justice Supreme Court, made vacant by the resignation of Justice Tom C. Clark of Texas.
I think from the moment President Johnson became president in 1963, he was determined to nominate Thurgood Marshall to the Supreme Court.
Joseph Califano Jr. was LBJ's chief assistant for domestic affairs at the time and was an eyewitness to the events leading up to Marshall's swearing in.
Thurgood Marshall had been the star lawyer for the NAACP. He argued the Brown v. Board of Education case, which ended the separate but equal doctrine in schools, and also won the big case reversing Plessy v. Ferguson and ending discrimination in public places.
So in June of 1966, LBJ told Marshall that he was going to nominate him to the U.S. Supreme Court to fill the vacancy left by Tom Clark. You were working in the White House then. What happened?
Both of them knew it would be a really vicious battle in the confirmation process. And I was there when Johnson was talking to Marshall. Then we prepared Marshall for the hearing. The hearing was a brutal hearing.
Can you expand on that? Because racism was more overt in 1967.
Well, you know, I mean, there was an enormous put down. There was this kind of assault. What have you ever done? Is the only thing you've ever done be a lawyer for the NAACP? Where did you go to law school? You know, it's kind of Howard, isn't that? It's kind of a second-rate law school. You know, I have to remember something, particularly from the Southern senators who controlled these committees. You know, they believed in segregation as a way of life. They believed that blacks should walk on the other side of the street. All of that came out during this hearing. And the thing about Marshall was he was imperturbable. He was very cool. He was very prepared. He answered their questions.
And I ask you again, is there anything you can think of in your mind or in your disposition to prevent you from acting fairly, effectively, and efficiently for the United States government in this position?
Not at all, sir. I believe that, well, I'm certain that there's no possible reason that I could have to not adequately represent this government, which is, after all, my government, just as it is all of our government.
Mr. Califano, reflecting back 50 years later and all that's happened since, what was it like just personally to witness this moment in American history?
Oh, come on. The reality was that this was a signal moment showing that with a strong president who understood how Washington worked and was willing to go to work, and with an impeccable candidate, you could overwhelm all the racism, and it was much more overt in those days. The mail we got at the White House, people remember the war, you know, the Vietnam War, and that was what was on television and the horror of those deaths. But the most vicious mail we received at the White House was on race. It was on appointments Johnson made. It was on the Civil Rights Act of 64, it was on the Voting Rights Act of 65, it was on the Fair Housing Act of 68. Race was a really searing issue. And Johnson had his eyes set exactly where he wanted to go. And Thurgood, at every job he had, was spectacular. He was a phenomenal litigator for the NAACP. He was never reversed in any of his cases from the Second Circuit to the Supreme Court. He won most of his cases as the U.S. Solicitor General. And, you know, and Thurgood, he knew it was going to be a brutal battle. And so did Johnson. But Johnson was prepared and Thurgood was prepared.
Joseph Califano Jr. was LBJ's chief assistant for domestic affairs from 1965 to 1969, speaking to us 50 years to the day after Thurgood Marshall was sworn in as the first African-American justice on the U.S. Supreme Court.